such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity, have been talking about this for some time, an Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution, new amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very weary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up. To stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The Urban Radio Show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our program, hour number 3. And joining us on the line right now is Ben Swan. And Ben, thank you very much for spending time with us today.
Glad to be here, Michael. Thanks for having me on.
Well, the reason I wanted to have you on the show, of course, I understand you want to talk about jury nullification. And it's an issue in the news again because apparently up in New Hampshire, live free or die, they recently entertained legislation to make it mandatory for courts to inform all juries about the rights of jury nullification. Now, this stands obviously quite opposite to the normal practice where judges and prosecutors don't want juries to know about this.
Well, that's exactly the problem, is that even though it is absolutely a juror's right, judges don't want them to know about it. Judges want to take that right away. Prosecutors want to take that right away. And ultimately what they want is for juries to be in a position where they are essentially rendered helpless. But look, that's the reality of every part of our political system right now. The goal is to render the voter, the juror, the individual as incompetent of doing anything, and ultimately leave all the power in the hands of the elite and the power brokers. So it's not surprising that you have judges all around the country who really resist this. It's sad that it has to be turned into a law, but in a lot of states that's the method that's being taken, and I support that. I support the idea that juries would have to, by law, be notified of their existing right. It's not a new right, an existing right to judge the facts of a case, but to also judge the law itself.
Well, the reason this is an issue is we've seen a lot of flagrant abuse of Americans' legal rights by the police and the court system. And the reason there is a jury system to begin with is that jury is supposed to be the final say before punishment is inflicted on somebody. And it is there to say, did they break the law? Yes or no? And if they did, was the law really just? Is it being applied fairly? Or are there extenuating circumstances? And again, we've reached a point right now where the prosecutors and the judges want the juries to just be another rubber stamp, where they will literally, if activists are standing in front of the courthouse handing out pamphlets on jury nullification, they get arrested and thrown in prison.
Yeah, that's a serious problem. Look, I think the reality of what we're facing right now, and you mentioned this, that the juror is the final arbitrator, right, of ultimately what is legal and what is not. And the way the founders and framers really had envisioned this, we talk about this all the time, is that the individual ultimately has the trump card to everything, including to bad laws drafted by state legislators, by local legislators, even over city ordinances. I mean, you as a juror have the final say on those issues when it comes before you. But even beyond that, there's a greater step here. When you go beyond just the trial jury to the grand jury, look, on a grand jury, you have this great power of nullification of essentially saying to prosecutors, you can't just bring people in here, throw this huge pile of charges up against them, and then hope that either a couple of them stick or that ultimately the defendant will plead out and never have their day in court. And that's a tactic that prosecutors use all the time in this country. But they'll essentially put you know, folks in a position where they are unable to, you know, get their day in court because they're so afraid of what it will mean to try to stand up to all the charges that they're facing. And many times a lot of these charges are just kind of ridiculous charges that are tacked on in intimidate. And on a grand jury, you need to say, no, I'm not gonna go along with that.
Well, you know, plus piling on all these charges, it puts financial pressure on the defendant to settle out of court because they simply can't mount the financial resources to defend against all those charges. And it's just another way of gaming the system to favor prosecutors who are keeping scorecards of how many people they put in jail without regard to whether they're really innocent or not. And it really is, it's a game for them. And I've seen the system up close. It's all about, oh, I convicted this many people and I only had this many reversals and so therefore I'm doing a really good job. Vote for me for mayor or something. But it really is completely dehumanized. And again, because the founding fathers understood the natural tendency for prosecutors, they put in that jury system. And it wasn't a new idea, with the founding fathers. Great Britain had a jury system for exactly the same reason. So that ordinary people had the final say on whether or not a prosecution could move forward.
Yeah, and the other thing that the United States has too that is unique to it, above any other nation in the world, is our ability to have jurors and juries on civil cases, which is a very, very unusual thing in terms of the world political system. And so one of the things that we're seeing happen across the country too is the overriding of the position of jurors when they do have a judgment in favor of someone. You know, in the state of Texas, the Texas Supreme Court has actually overturned 75% of the jury verdicts that were awarded in civil cases. Now, they're calling that tort reform. They say that this is a way of you know, protecting the system from frivolous lawsuits. But what they're really doing is they're taking the authority away from the jury, who, again, is the final arbitrator on these issues, taking their authority away and overriding the jury by allowing some, you know, Supreme Court justice there to say, no, I'm going to deny, you know, ultimately what the jury has awarded here. And that's a serious problem as well.
Yeah, it is a major problem. And I understand that there are in certain quarters a movement to change that availability of a jury trial in civil suits. In fact, even for minor crimes and misdemeanors, and take away right to a trial by jury, period. And so it's just you and the judge and the prosecutor, and the juries would then be confined only to felony level cases. So they're talking about that one as well.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think the average person has forgotten why we have the structure set up the way that we do. And so there's so much money that is spent convincing people that this is about, you know, protecting the consumer. It's protecting people from frivolous lawsuits. It means better business. It means, you know, better protections. Look, it doesn't. What it does is it essentially puts control.
sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your... For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, and we're talking with Ben Swan. And Ben, I want to apologize if I seem a little less than focused. I'm fighting this horrible, horrible virus here, and my brains are fluffy, so it's not you. Did you want to go on talking? I'm sorry?
Good to know. Good to know.
Yes, good to know. I'm normally much brighter and chipper and all the rest of that stuff. Did you want to talk about something else other than jury nullification?
Yeah, you know, I wanted to chat a little bit about the State of the Union address last night. And I don't know how much of that you caught. And there were a lot of folks who didn't even bother to watch it at all, which I thought was, you know, reasonable considering the fact that if you've watched any of the previous four State of the Union addresses from this president, it was almost verbatim from any one of those. So you could have just, you know, copied and pasted over, which might have been what they did. But I think there was a moment that really should stand out to folks, and I actually just released a video on this today at BenSwan.com. But if you saw the very end of it, there was a young Army Ranger by the name of Corey Rimsburg, who was kind of the highlight, I guess you want to call it that, of the evening. He was held to the very end, and the president talked about him and about his service. And he received this very lengthy standing ovation from the entire hall that was present. And it was one of those moments, you know, that's very much made for media, a very emotional moment. And this is a young man who has served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and he has actually been deployed 10 times. And during one of those deployments, he's actually spent over 30 months in combat. He was badly, badly injured, wounded in battle, has a severe head injury, has shrapnel that was embedded into his brain, and was found face down in a canal. Ultimately, he survived, and as I mentioned, he was kind of highlighted last night. But what was very sad to me was this moment, you know, that's supposed to be a, I guess, this great, triumphant, you know, rah-rah USA moment where members of Congress from both Republicans and Democrats are standing up and giving this young man a standing ovation. But in reality, I think it was a great example of how Congress, while they applaud for veterans, where they applaud this, you know, militarization that's going on around the world, they have very little regard for the actual men and women who are involved. But if you're looking at this young man, every single one of those members of Congress, rather than giving him a standing ovation, should be standing there apologizing to him and to his family for the fact that they had sent him over there 10 different times to be involved in wars that were based on false information, to continue to be involved in wars that they have claimed were ending and yet they have no desire to end them, involved in undeclared, unconstitutional wars. It was just one of those moments that I think was a very sad moment. Meanwhile, you have, you know, a quarter of the entire U.S. homeless population are veterans. So rather than standing up and applauding, what are you doing about that if you're in Congress? Or the fact that we have, for the first time in, you know, U.S. history, we have more active duty military members committing suicide than dying in combat. What are they doing about that? Or about these men and women who come back with severe brain injuries or PTSD? What are we doing about that? So, you know, I think there's this rhetoric that goes on, the we love war, we love soldiers kind of idea in both parties that I feel like is beginning to kind of fall apart as the result of new media and the work that's being done to demonstrate, I guess, kind of the hypocrisy here of those who keep sending off America's sons and daughters to war.
Well, I think members of Congress very clearly are all in favor of war as long as somebody else's children get sent into it. And once the kids have gone over there and become injured or damaged and they're no longer useful for attacking the enemy, then at that point the government loses interest unless they're a particular story that can be used for propaganda purposes. But we know there's nothing new about that. We saw that back during Vietnam, back during even Korea. All the money and effort was spent to train these kids to go over and send them into war, and the ones who came back injured and damaged, they were just basically ignored. And that's just the way it's always been.
Yeah, it is. I think what's different now, though, if anything's different, is that thanks to alternative media, thanks to new media, thanks to, you know, radio such as yourself, we have the ability to get around a lot of where media does take part in this, right? Because media is completely complicit in it. And not just complicit, but active and proactive in helping to build up this propaganda like you were talking about. And I think on some level, you know, we're starting to see that shift a little bit, as I think the general population is becoming more aware. At least I guess I hope they are. That's the optimist in me, is hoping that people are awakening to that and seeing the hypocrisy here. As you said, you know, we're more than happy to send off, these men and women, into battle. We can parade them around and show them off, in order to, you know, build up the propaganda. But the desire to actually stand up for these men and women is not there, regardless of which party you're in.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. I think most Americans are realizing that the State of the Union speech was a load of nonsense, and I think the fact that Obama was out there saying global warming is real, the science is settled, even as Atlanta, Georgia gets gridlocked by an unexpected snowstorm. I think people are finally realizing just virtually everything coming out of this government is some form of lie, propaganda, or deception. And I think at some point we're going to reach a flashpoint where the American people are just going to decide we can't trust anything these people are saying. And this is a government illegitimate. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. And, you know, the sooner it's gone, I think the better for the entire country.
I'd agree. And I think that we, you know, if you listen to the first part of that speech last night, you would think that the U.S. was in a great position, that the economy was just roaring and that, you know, there were jobs being created all over the place and wages were up and you would think that everyone was doing well. And yet the reality of it, as we all know, is exactly the opposite of that. And what was really amazing to me, and again, I guess I come at it from a media perspective, is listening to some of the analysis, if you want to call it that, afterwards, from a lot of the national media. And it was just these kind of ridiculous cosmetic talking points about how things sounded and looked and felt, as opposed to actually challenging any of the rhetoric that was used. I mean, for crying out loud, the president said last night, he said, this year we're going to close Guantanamo Bay. And it was laughable.
I mean, we've heard that one before.
Five times. With last night, that would be the fifth State of the Union address where he has said that he's going to close Guantanamo Bay. And you know, at what point does somebody on a national level say, you know what, Mr. President, why don't you stop saying it because you're not going to do it? There's no political will on your end. And if you choose now to finally do it, you're so late on this issue. Because you've had the political authority to do so, and you have abdicated that authority over and over.
Yeah. All righty. Well, listen, we're coming up on the end of the segment here where we need to let you go. Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners?
No, I just encourage people to check out our site, BenSwan.com. You can get all kinds of stories there about liberty and kind of the ongoing fight. And appreciate the work that you're doing over there at RBN. Thanks so much, Michael.
All right, you got it. BenSwan.com, BenSwan.com. And definitely, Ben has a wonderful reputation for getting out there and getting at the truth of what's really going on there. All right, so we're going to take a break here for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals. There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm going to have to apologize to our listeners. I'm out of talking points, and my brains are so fluffy I can't wing it. So we're going to finish today's show with a replay from last Thursday's closing half hour. And I'm going to go get some rest and see if I can be in a little better shape for tomorrow. And again, I apologize, but it's very obvious I'm not producing quality work right now. And so we're going to let you listen to a tape from when I was doing a better job. So thank you all, and we'll see you tomorrow.
In Gaza tonight. Women.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And a couple of program notes here. For those of you watching this program on BAM User TV, and I know I get a lot of emails from you about problems with the BAM User stream. I've just been notified by BAM User. They're going to upgrade our server for this program next Monday, and unfortunately the time when they're scheduled to switch the server over will coincide with the third hour of Monday's broadcast. So if you're watching on Monday and the stream quits after hour number two, that's the reason they're moving us onto a new server, and hopefully all of these problems with intermittent connection and breaking up of audio and video are going to go away with this thing. another comment here. We were mentioning earlier in the week where analysts are now saying that the ratio of paper gold to physical gold is now estimated to be 400 to 1. That's an insane amount of leveraging. What that means is that for every 1 ounce of real physical gold out there, there are paper contracts for 400. 500 ounces. Obviously, no way to satisfy those contracts. They're trying to keep this little pyramid reserve fractional system of gold going a little bit longer. It is only a matter of time before it starts to fall apart. In fact, even as the stock market was taking a little bit of a dip today, gold prices started back up again. Remember, over the long term, gold and silver prices go up. So if you have physical silver and gold, please hang on to it. Hang on to it. If you don't have silver and gold, please go over to the Republic Trading Group. There's an ad at my website. There's an ad at the top of the RepublicBroadcasting.org website. And part of the proceeds from those purchases of silver and gold will go to fund the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we need all of the help that we can get right now to keep broadcasting, to keep out there on the satellite, to keep out there reaching all of these people, to give them the facts they need to know to make good choices, because the liars are spending millions and millions of dollars to deceive you. How much is it worth to you to keep getting the facts you need to have? So you can go to republicbroadcasting.org. There's a donate button. If you hit it, it'll take you to a page with a PayPal link and a postal address if you prefer to be anonymous, like that gentleman who called in from Spain. Or you can call 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. Pledge your support. If you pledge $100 or more, you get your choice of an RBN t-shirt and coffee mug, 25 one-ounce copper commemorative rounds. Copper is now becoming an investment metal. Or if you ask for it specifically and provide a mailing address, you will get a CD copy of Claire Rivero's Christmas Without Borders, autographed by Claire and I. There we are. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Bob in West Virginia. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was. It takes a while for stuff to sink in when you say it. When you were talking about Fukushima, there's nothing they can do.
Yes.
I propose maybe there is something.
What would that be?
We're surrounded by these injection wells out here where I'm at. Now, suppose we drill an injection well down there to the core and pump in graphite and stop this reaction, and maybe pump in cement or whatever, lead, and try to encase it and stop it, because eventually it's going to affect everybody in the world.
Well, it already is, and graphite would be a great moderator. It's used for the control rods of the reactor, but the problem is once the reactor core melts and goes down below the building, and apparently the Japanese government is now admitting that's actually happened at Reactor 3, it forms a single solid mass, and there is no place inside to get the graphite between the uranium atoms. We could put graphite all around the outside, but that's not going to stop the ongoing fission. And the problem with drilling down into that reactor mass is you're going to encounter temperatures that will melt the drill bit.
Okay. That was something. You know, it seems like we got to do something, even if it's wrong.
It does, and I have a lot of people. One good friend of mine is constantly sending suggestions, and I feel bad having to knock them down for various engineering and geological reasons. But, yeah, it is a mess. I put a lot of thought into this. I can't think of anything. I mean, the ideal blue sky fantasy is a giant 1 mile wide bucket on a 10 mile steam shovel that just grabs the entire reactor complex out of the world and dumps it into one of these extinct volcanoes on one of these Pacific islands. But that's a bit of engineering that is really, it's a little into the future.
That would still spew radiation around the world.
Well, see, the thing is, volcano lava is roughly the equivalent of poured concrete. And we have these islands here in the South Pacific that are these extinct volcanoes with these gigantic empty pipes down the middle of them. If you put it in there, at least it's not going to leach out into the ocean water the way it is doing through that strata underneath Fukushima. And it's not a pure, perfect solution, but it's certainly a lot better than just letting it sit there on the coast of Japan poisoning the Pacific. But right now, there just really isn't anything that they can do about it. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later in the show.
Okay, thank you, Bob.
All right, you got it. Thanks a lot, Bob. Interesting story coming out of RIMF.com. Apparently, Netflix customer base is up in arms over the ending of net neutrality because one of the implications by this court decision is that Internet service providers will be allowed to charge high bandwidth users like Netflix an additional fee to carry their traffic on their cables And, of course, that fee will be passed on to the Netflix end users. Same thing with all these other subscription services that use a lot of bandwidth for content delivery. Prices for them are going to go up. And apparently, Netflix users are already banding together to try and go back and say, we need, you know, common carrier applies to phone lines. Why does it not continue to apply to the computer networks? And, of course, I think pretty much everybody is upset with the end of network neutrality, except, of course, for the ISPs themselves, because it opens the door to new revenues. But the greatest concern, of course, is that when they're giving additional bandwidth to these paying users like Netflix, they're going to be taking it away from websites that can't afford the additional fees, like WhatReallyHappened.com and RepublicBroadcasting.org. And so there already seems to be a mass public outcry over this, that the pushback is happening against this government and these corporations on so many fronts right now. People are getting angry, and that is a good thing here. We were talking a little while ago about this horrible chemical spill in West Virginia, where they first said there was this one chemical that went into the water. It's in West Virginia. It's already down into Ohio, getting into the Mississippi River. Then they hemmed and hawed and came back and said, well, there was a second chemical in there, even more toxic, one of the fracking chemicals. West Virginia initially announced the water was perfectly safe to drink. 100 people went to the hospital over the weekend. Now the West Virginia governor is telling the residents of West Virginia, you're going to have to just check for yourself and decide for yourself if your water is safe or not. Now, if you've got a lot of these contaminants in your water, it's going to be very obvious because it smells like licorice. But absent a chemistry testing set, you may not know if your water contains minute amounts of these chemicals, and they are highly toxic. Highly toxic. Now, Monsanto is facing a little bit of a pushback from within its own stockholders. There's a resolution filed by Harrington Investments asking Monsanto's board of directors to prepare a report assessing the potential financial risks posed to their shareholders by GMO operations in the wake of numerous lawsuits propping up around the world and, in fact, actual foreign governments banning GMO. And they're looking at all this money they've invested in this technology and realizing they might actually not get the return on it. Kind of the same thing the health insurance companies are going through with the Affordable Care Act. So Monsanto is starting to get pressure from their own shareholders that maybe this wasn't such a good idea. And they're not doing it because of concern for the environment, or maybe some of them are, but they're basically looking at the bottom line and saying this could backlash financially against the entire corporation. Getting back on the subject of vaccines, and by the way, the individual who called in about that book from the 1890s about vaccines being a scam sent in a link to an online version of that. That is now up on the front page of WhatReallyHappened.com, along with the other article I mentioned earlier in the show, Selective Memory, about how MEMRI is actually a propaganda organization that provides translations of Arab media articles to the West that deliberately.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your... For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite
is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Hard sales, and because, you know, in exchange for a pocket full of change, you can pour through the private lives of other people. And at the flea market that they have at this old abandoned drive-in movie down at the bottom of the hill, one day I spotted this wooden box with this little coil on top. When you open the lid, there was a coil and a bunch of wires and other stuff that was for sale for something. It was like $5. And it looked like a piece of junk. But I recognized what it was. And what it was this electroshock therapy machine from the 1920s. Now, today, it's considered quack medicine. But when this machine was being made and sold, it was found in doctors' offices because they thought mild electric shock was going to cure all kinds of things. And there was a little comb attachment in there to treat your hair and prevent balding. And there were some other attachments that really I can't describe on the radio. And I got this thing, and my niece-in-law is a physician for the United States Air Force. So I sent it to her as an office decoration. But it is a reminder that orthodox medicine definitely goes off on some very bizarre directions, driven by the desire to sell treatments and products and so forth. And we here in 2014 look back almost 100 years ago to the 1920s, 1930s, and we look at some of the goofy things that medicine was doing to people. And it should be a reminder that come the year 2100, they're probably going to be looking back at what's going on now with GMO and vaccines and realize, boy, were they really stupid to have gone down those paths. I know under corporate media propaganda, TV shows, movies. We're all raised to think that we are at the height of our technological civilization, which is correct, but that we have found all the answers. We have solved all the problems. We don't make those same stupid mistakes that were made so long ago. And we don't. We just make new ones. And you need to be aware of that. That just because somebody is in a white lab coat does not make them a god. We know that our current medical establishment practitioners are subjected to endless propaganda by the pharmaceutical companies, even starting in medical school and as they go into practice. We know that these corporate medical establishments are driven by profit, not health. And you need to be very cautious. And the more you can take care of your own health and stay away from the doctors, I think the better you're going to be. Now, I'm not a Christian Scientist. If I break a leg or I have some other disaster like my appendix ruptures or something, yeah, I'm going to go to the doctor and I'm going to roll the dice and take my chance. But for the minor little ailments that come along and my occasional bouts of whatever I'm dealing with, I'm not going to go down and say, give me a pill. Because the risk is simply too great. And if you don't believe me, just watch those commercials on TV right now where they're marketing the latest patented molecule to come out of a laboratory. And yes, this will make your skin look better. You might die taking it, but it's a small price to pay for physical beauty or whatever else it is they're selling. Technology can be a blessing, but not if it is being recklessly handled. And unfortunately, with money junkies firmly in control of science, finance, government, there's very, very bad decision-making going on out there. And I think we just need to be cautious. And we need to stop being mentally dependent on somebody in a giant laboratory to decide what's best for us. Or the Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. They're making decisions based on finances and tax revenues, not on what is really going to work for the general public, from which we have had the disasters of the Deepwater Horizon, fracking, GMO. Anyway, so let's see, getting on down here to some last stories. Another story coming, this is out of Blacklisted News, apparently relying on their indemnification from the Homeland Security Act. Vaccine makers during this current flu season are pushing a flu shot that is apparently untested on pregnant women. They're basically, they're urging pregnant women to get this flu shot, and it's never been tested on pregnant women in any kind of a setting. They just say, well, you know, go for it. And that's very reckless. That developing human being inside that woman is very, very delicate. And it just takes a tiny, tiny chemical insult to trigger major problems. Look at the thalidomide scandal is a good example. Another story coming out of Natural News, where the CDC has been caught colluding with vaccine makers to conceal the number of deaths of babies caused by vaccines. This is coming out of an investigation by the Vaccine Information Network. And even though the CDC's own science proves that vaccines are causing increases in fetal deaths, the public face is still, we're going to warn you, doom and gloom, if you don't get your kid vaccinated, all sorts of bad things are going to happen. One scientist documented a 4,000% spike in fetal death reports during the 2009-10 H1N1 pandemic hoax. Remember the when pigs fly flu? And there's another parallel scandal with that. It's coming out more and more that this so-called shaken baby syndrome, which has resulted in parents being sent to jail, may not exist. Because the so-called symptoms of shaken baby syndrome happen to also match vaccine poisoning, adjuvant poisoning. Now, a caller called in earlier about Fukushima. I got a couple of stories about that. Apparently, the reason that soldiers working with the contamination at Fukushima are not being given protective gear is out of concern for the adverse reaction the public would have. We don't want to alarm the public, so we're going to send the workers in there without special protective clothing so we can go on saying this looks, you know, it looks safe and clean and they're not worried, therefore you shouldn't be. Remember on 9/11, where the head of the EPA told all those first responders, police and fire, the air is safe around the collapsed World Trade Towers, go on down there and do what you've got to do, and most of those people came down with mesothelioma, cancers, leukemia, all of this situation. You, as an ordinary citizen of the United States of America, including the police and fire department, you are considered disposable chips in the public relations game. And Japan is doing the same thing to their people. Alaska is still refusing to test seafood for radiation. Their position is whatever is coming over from Fukushima, bananas are much more radioactive, and, you know, you love bananas, don't you? They don't actually know whether the fish are more radioactive than bananas. That's just their statement here. By the way, speaking of the Deepwater Horizon disaster back in 2010 here, a former Halliburton manager who destroyed the evidence in the aftermath of British Petroleum's blowout, he destroyed the evidence for the lawsuits. He got 1 year of probation as his punishment. No jail, no fine, just for the next year he's got to call his parole probation officer every once in a while and say, yeah, I'm still out here doing what I'm doing. I think he got fined a grand total of $1,000 for destroying the evidence that would have allowed everybody in the Gulf states to sue British Petroleum and Deepwater Horizon for damages. We know that manual blowout preventer was 4 years overdue for its necessary maintenance. That is criminal neglect. And he gets 1 year of probation here. By the way, real quick story. That 19-year-old Pennsylvania track star who threw herself off a parking garage, it's been confirmed she was under treatment by a psychiatrist or psychologist. No mention of what medication she was on before she flung herself off. That's it for our show. We're going to head on out of here. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Every little penny will help us. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
With finance.